Hello.
Hi, welcome to the program.
Hi, I was wondering if you could help me with a question.
That's why we're here. We're going to try.
Okay, I went to the library the other day, and I checked out, like, the religious section.
Uh-huh.
And I found this book, and it said that, if I understand it right, it said, like, in 1844 that Christ was supposed to return.
Uh-huh.
But for some reason that he didn't, and they said what happened was that he didn't come to the earthly temple, his people, but went into the earthly temple in heaven?
Yes.
And I was checking out the scriptures, and out of Hebrews 10:19,
uh-huh.
It was saying that let us have boldness to enter into God's presence
uh-huh.
by the blood of Christ.
Right.
And it really confused me because, you know, how could that be that Christ had to wait that many years to enter into the temple?
All right,
as Christian people could by his blood anytime.
All right, let me catch up our listeners on what we're talking about. I know what you're talking about, and you do, but a lot of people listening right now have a big question mark above their heads. There was a movement in the 1800s led by William Miller, and he had followers that were called Millerites. And they read the prophecies in Daniel chapter 8 and 9 that seemed to talk about the second coming of the Lord. In Daniel chapter 8:14. The angel Gabriel said, unto 2,300 days, then shall the sanctuary be cleansed. Now, this ties in with our study tonight, Dick.
That's right.
On the temple.
That's right.
Many dear Christians thought the sanctuary was the earth, and that God was coming to cleanse it with fire. Well, when you add up the 2,300 years from the commandment to rebuild Jerusalem that's given in Daniel chapter 9, that was 457 B.C., that reaches to 1844, and they said, that means Jesus is going to cleanse the earth, the sanctuary, with fire. That means Jesus is coming in 1844. And there was a movement from Christians from all different denominations. They called it the Great Advent Movement. They believed Jesus was coming in 1844.
Millions,
anyone who believes in the second coming.
Millions of people.
Yeah,
all over
the world.
North and South America, Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all over.
And when he didn't come, a number of people reacted in different ways. Some got discouraged, some continued studying. Some went back to their respective churches. One group that continued studying found out there's nothing in the Bible that calls the earth the sanctuary. And when it said the sanctuary would be cleansed, the sanctuary is two things. There's a sanctuary in heaven. Hebrews tells us Jesus is our high priest in that temple. There's a sanctuary on earth. And that's the church now. We are the temple of God. In 1844, Christ entered into his last phrase of cleansing his people on earth from the false doctrines of the Dark Ages. The Bible says in chapter 8, the truth of Daniel chapter 8, the truth would be cast to the ground. Well, a lot of truth was lost during the Dark Ages. And if you study the sanctuary in heaven, the Bible tells us that the last phase of that sanctuary cycle, the sacred cycle, was the cleansing of the sanctuary 10 days before the Yom Kippur, or Day of Atonement. They blow the trumpets. It was a time of judgment. And in 1844, it's believed Christ entered the last phase of that heavenly judgment. Now, there's a misconception. Some people think Jesus never entered the Holy of Holies before then. But when Christ first ascended to heaven after his resurrection, he temporarily, in any event, entered the Holy of Holies to present himself mm-hmm. to activate the heavenly sanctuary where he's offering his own blood, that his sacrifice was accepted, and he serves as our priest there. So now I've said a whole lot, and I hope that's clear, but we can go now through the blood of Christ into the presence of God. We always have been able to go into the presence of God through the blood of Christ, into the Holy of Holies, by faith.
Okay.
And that's always been true.
That's
you know,
right.
You're asking a deep question, and we have people standing by. The lesson we're offering tonight, our special gift lesson tonight, specifically deals with the very questions you're asking, and it gives a lot more scripture. Would you mind calling our resource number? We'll send you that lesson free, and it's a free phone call.
All right.
It's called God Drew the Plans, and the number, Pastor?
1-800-835-6747. Eric? 835-6747.
All right.